Mr. Thompson calls the waiter, orders steak and baked potato. He leaves the bone and gristle, and he never eats the skin. The busboy comes and takes it, with a cough contaminates it, puts it in a can with coffee grounds and sardine tins. And the truck comes by on Friday and carts it all away. 1,000 trucks just like it are converging on the bay. Oh, garbage, 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 garbage. We're filling up the seas with garbage, garbage, garbage. What will we do when there's no place left to put all the garbage? Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac, winds it down the freeway track, leaving friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. He's joined by lots of smaller cars, all sending gases to the stars, there to form a seething cloud that hangs for 30 days. And the sun licks down into it with an ultraviolet tongue, turns it into smog, then it settles in our lungs. Oh, garbage, 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 garbage. We're filling up the sky with garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to breathe but garbage, 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 garbage? Getting home and taking off his shoes, he settles with the evening news while the kids do homework with a TV in one ear. Garbage, garbage, garbage. While Superman for the thousandth time sells talking dolls and conquers crime, dutifully they learn the date of birth of Paul Revere. In the papers there's a piece about the mayor's middle name. He gets it read in time to watch the all-star bingo game. Oh, garbage, garbage, garbage. We're filling up our minds with garbage. What will we do when there's nothing left to read, and there's nothing left to need, and there's nothing left to watch, and there's nothing left to touch, and there's nothing left to walk upon, nothing left to talk upon, nothing left to see, and nothing left to be but garbage. In Mr. Thompson's factory, they're making plastic Christmas trees complete with silver tinsel and a geodesic stand. The plastic's mixed in giant vats from sun conglomeration that's been piped from deep within the earth or strip mined from the land. And if you question anything, they say, why don't you see? It's absolutely needed for the economy. Oh, garbage, 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 garbage. Their stocks and their bonds, all garbage. What will they do when their system goes to smash? There's no value to their cash. There's no money to be made, but there's a world to be repaid. Their kids will read in history books about financiers and other crooks, and feudalism and slavery, and nukes and all their knavery. To history's dustbin they're consigned, amend to any other kinds of garbage.
She spun out of the sun. Did she know at the hour of her birth that she'd cool and she'd bloom and one day become the garden we know as the earth? Happy, happy earth. From the schools of leaping dolphins and the herds of kangaroo, happy Earth Day to you. We celebrate your waterfalls, your glaciers and typhoons, the sweet smell of your meadows on rainbow afternoons, the northern lights on starry nights, and when the night is gone, the fiery magic of your dawn.
Happy, happy Earth Day. Happy, happy Earth Day.
From the fields of chirping crickets and the frogs of Blue Bayou,
happy Earth Day to you.
From the highest Himalaya to the mountains undersea, from the frozen tip of Greenland to the sands of Galilee, we're gathering together to raise our voice in song and pledge to keep you green and strong.
Happy, happy Earth Day. Happy, happy.
Every time I smell a flower or feel the morning dew, every time I see a baby learning something new, I'm amazed again how blessed we are, and it's all thanks to you. Happy Earth Day.
You're listening to Just Folks. Well, I record the show on Thursdays. I know it seems like it's live because I leave the mistakes in for that good folksy feeling of, you know, being human and sometimes making a lot of mistakes. But I do pre-record it. And today was Earth Day. So I hope that you are still in the mood to celebrate our planet. And it sounds corny, but, you know, every day should be Earth Day because this is all we got, folks. And it's a pretty exciting time in some ways to be alive because we are becoming more and more aware of our impact on this planet and its impact on us. I think COVID has taught a lot of people the incredible resource of just walking outside and being quiet in nature. And I think a lot of people are more sensitized to the gifts of being outdoors and having a beautiful place to lift our spirits when we're feeling isolated or stressed. So anyways, what you heard first was Pete Seeger with his great song Garbage. That song came out, I think, in the 70s. It could have even been the 60s. And I remember my father had an album with it on it. And I loved it. I'd always make him play it over and over. I loved that song. He's added more lyrics since it was on my father's record, and I really love the part about the things on the television, you know, the mayor's middle name, garbage, garbage, garbage. Anyhow, the next one was off of a children's album by Tom Chapin. That's Harry Chapin's brother, and the song was called Happy Earth Day. And, you know, I think I took it for granted, having worked at a Montessori school for the last 30 years, that I thought everybody everywhere celebrated Earth Day. And I've kind of made it one of my absolute favorite holidays. And little girl who's just brilliant and wonderful, I know she came from a good school in Illinois because of who she was when I met her and how bright she is. But she said they didn't know about Earth Day up there, and I was surprised. I look forward to the day when it's, celebrated by every single child and old person everywhere because it's just such a great day to celebrate and be grateful. So anyhow, end of my sermon. Okay, but I am going to play songs that I could find in just a brief amount of time that remind me of nature and Earth by different singer-songwriters of several different genres. Some songs I play may not have a whole lot of a connection other than maybe the, you know, fact that the writer is talking about a bird or a flower. But, you know, some have more of a stronger folksy impact, message for conservation. This is Lori Lewis doing her song Green Fields.
We used to live just on and we moved away into the city and left the fields of home behind. And now when solitude's so hard to find, my memories take me back in time.
Make a pallet to lie on as I look up at the clouds.
What can I make? A woven basket. What can I make? A gumball bowl. What can I make? A tiny little city or a huge enormous hole. You gotta make it yourself. There's nothing to it. Make it yourself. Just go ahead and do it. Don't hesitate, 'cause it's gonna look great if you make it yourself today.
What can you make?
Acorn checkers.
What can you make?
A garland of leaves.
What can you make?
Flower prints on paper that flutter in the breeze.
What can you make?
A mobile made of pine cones.
What can you make?
Daisy chain.
What can you make?
A little wooden toy or a shelter for when it rains. You gotta make it yourself. There's nothing to it. Make it yourself. Just go ahead and do it. Don't hesitate, 'cause it's gonna look great if you make it yourself today. You've got to make it yourself. There's nothing to it. Make it yourself. Just go ahead and do it. Don't hesitate, 'cause it's gonna look great if you make it yourself. Nobody else. Make it yourself today.
That was Caroline Herring talking about making it yourself. She's a great songwriter, a mother. And this album, even though I think it's meant for children, I will go into the day. Honestly, it's great for just absolutely anybody. Before that, you heard Lori Lewis singing about how it feels as we get older and we see the landscape changing that we once held dear. Well, now we're going to John McCutcheon, and he's got a few on here, one about mountaintop removal, et cetera, but they're real intense, and I just feel like hearing the Dry Land Fish song, which is about going out mushroom hunting. So that's what I'm going to do, because it's a happy song.
When the springtime's here and the rains come down,
haul away, boys, holler.
Our crew sets out from Harlan Town.
We'll roam the hills and hollers.
When the forest floor is fertile and moist,
haul away, boys, holler.
The dry land fish is the finest choice.
We'll roam the hills and hollers.
So hollering, boys, haul away for 3 short months from March to May.
If we miss her, there's more to pay. So grab your poke sacks, cast your wish. We'll range these mountains for the dry land fish.
Midst the ash and elm and the sycamore,
haul away, boys, holler.
Cast your sights to the forest floor.
We'll rove the hills and hollers.
Where the old trees die and the roots are rotten,
haul away, boys, holler.
That's where the dry land fish are gotten.
We'll rove the hills and hollers. Hollering, boys, haul away for 3 short months from March to May. If we miss her, there's more L to pay. So grab your poke sacks, cast your wish. We'll range these mountains for the dry land fish.
They poke their heads through the moss and sod.
Haul away, boys, holler.
There lies the dry land fish, by God.
We'll rove the hills and hollers.
When our bags and our trucks are full,
haul away, boys, holler.
We'll sell them for a fortune in Louisville.
We'll rove the hills and hollers. Hollering, boys, haul away for 3 short months from March to May. If we miss her, there's more L to pay. So grab your poke sacks, cast your wish. We'll range these mountains for the dry land fish.
You got your golden seal and your ginseng's fine.
Haul away, boys, holler.
For the dry land fish in the cool springtime,
we'll rove the hills and hollers.
is hollering, boys, haul away for 3 short months from March to May. If we miss her, there's more hell to pay. So grab your poke sacks, cast your wish, we'll range these mountains for the dry land fish. Hollering, boys, haul away for 3 short months from March to May. If we miss her, there's more hell to pay. So grab your poke sacks, cast your wish, we'll range these mountains for the dry land fish.
Since 1969, I and a batch of others have worked with an organization called the Clearwater, sailing a great big sailboat up and down the river, taking 50 kids out at a time, teaching them about pollution, about history, and singing some songs. Here's a little piece of a song we've sung for years. It's sung by Captain Travis Jeffrey.
One day, one day,
one day, one day,
I was walking along,
I was walking along,
and I spied a little child,
and I spied a little child,
just singing a song,
just singing a song,
about hauling together,
about hauling together,
and keeping in time,
and keeping in time,
about hauling on a halyard,
about hauling on a halyard,
and making up a rhyme,
and making
it's a long haul.
It's a long haul.
It's a high haul.
It's a high haul.
It's a job for the many.
It's a job for the many.
Not just for the few.
Not just for the few.
It's a job for everybody.
It's a job for everybody.
That's me and you.
That's me and you.
It's a long haul.
It's a long haul.
It's a high haul.
Throw away that shad net, get rid of hook and line. There's no more Hudson fishing, not for a long, long time. The poison's in the riverbed, no matter who's the crime. But how are we gonna save tomorrow? 1,000 honest workers need that paycheck every week, way up in Fort Edward, where the PCBs did leak. And the GE Corporation knows the profits it must seek. But how are we gonna save tomorrow? PCB was a clever thing way back in 29. Transformers and capacitors got turned out on the line. Nobody suspected what they'd do to us in time. But now we got to worry about tomorrow. Well, the purpose of technology is gonna take a different turn. We'll test each new thing carefully. That's one thing we have learned. We need a clean world for all to share and all to work and earn. Then maybe we can save tomorrow. Well, the experts knew about it, so why not you and me? Who controls the information in this land of the free? The laws didn't seem to help in stopping PCB. So how are we gonna save tomorrow? The longest journey taken needs a first step to begin. This cleanup's gonna take a while, but now we must begin. Clearwater says to lend a hand, a claw, a paw, a fin. 'Cause now we got to work to save tomorrow. this song's too sad. Here's to the lowly blue crab, because he has no fat. So he's got no PCB, hardly we can say hooray for that. So I'll not quit my crabbing, you can stick that in your hat. Somehow we're gonna save tomorrow. In the old days, coal miners took a canary down to test the air. Here's to the canary we took down in the mine. Here's to the Hudson stripers, may their warning come in time. Here's to all the young folks singing, this land is yours and mine. That's how we're gonna save tomorrow. Oh, the glory's on the river and the struggle's on the shore. Next year is 1976, well, let's start a little war. Anyone who thinks we're quitting better take just one think more. And that's how we're gonna save tomorrow. So don't throw away that shad net, don't junk that hook and line. We're gonna make some changes, we're gonna start in time. Clearwater sings to all of us, this land is yours and mine. That's how we're gonna save tomorrow. Sing it again. And that's how we're gonna save tomorrow.
That was Pete Seeger, of course, talking about his Hudson cleanup vessel, the Clearwater, which has been a big mission of his, along with many other amazing things this man has done. It was on a recording called Pete Seeger at 89. What a role model that man is. But anyway, before that, you heard him do a little sea shanty that he said that the kids, and he wasn't singing it. It was a captain from the ship singing the lead. He was playing the banjo. And before that, of course, you heard John McCutcheon singing about picking mushrooms. Well, next we're going to go to one of my favorite Steve Earle songs. It's called The Gulf of Mexico, and it's about when the that oil rig blew up and just gushed for a long time oil into the Gulf of Mexico. It's a great song. So let me find that button. Here it is.
Come and gather round me, people, and a tale to you I'll tell of my father and his father in the days before the spill. With an endless sky above them and a restless sea below, and every blessing flowing from the Gulf of Mexico. The shrimp boats from the time that he was grown, and he scrimped and saved and bought himself a trawler of his own. He was rough and he was ready, and he drank when he was home, and he made his family's living on the Gulf of Mexico. He was the smell of fish. He drew paycheck 20 years to Texaco. When he died, we spread his ashes on the Gulf of Mexico. He was rolling, he was rolling across the deep green water. He was rolling. Of nothing any grander than the day that I stepped out on the drilling floor to earn a roughneck's pay. Then one night I swear I saw the devil crawling from the hole, and he spilled the guts of hell out in the Gulf of Mexico. And we were rolling, we were rolling across the blood red water. We were rolling.
You're listening to WUGA, the classic 91.7 and 94.5 FM.
From the time he was a kid, Mark O'Donnell and his buddies would play in the pasture out behind his neighborhood. There were acres of vacant land, and they played as only children can. Ooh, in the pasture. Out in the long tall grass, metal drums were lying in the broken glass. The kids would play with the stuff inside them. They'd crawl in and roll around, end up spinning around in the summer ground. Ooh, in the pasture. Ooh, they'd play with the metal drums. On the metal drums now. Ooh, beat that metal drum a little faster. The town of Holbrook, Mass. You're lucky if you got the chance. Working a good job, making a few bucks. And it's Baird and McClare. They run that chemical plant down there. Ooh, by the pasture. Ooh, they were playing with the metal drums. Metal drums. Ooh, beat that metal drum a little faster. Joanna Donnell had five kids, and all but one of her kids got sick. She was hard pressed for answers. And on the other side of town, there was a street where all the doctors found every other woman died of cancer. That metal drum a little faster. News broke like a lightning bolt across a red hot sky. In the blue TV light, Joanna Donnell cried. Seemed like the kiss of death hung in the air. And the whole town found out they'd been poisoned for years. The environmental plan. The site on the list of the big top 10 to the tune of 63 million. Thanks to the women and the wives, there's a chain link fence up 8 feet high. But they won't bring back their children. As for Baird and McClare, all the soil from the ground to the bedrock down there was ruined by the bastards. Thanks to the corporate mind, they protected their assets, they're doing fine. Too bad about the Holbrook disaster. Ooh, they were playing with the metal drums. Ah, banging on the metal drums now. Ooh, beat that metal drum a little faster. Drums, yeah. Ooh, beat that metal drum a little faster, yeah. Beat that metal drum a little faster now. Beat that metal drum now. Beat that metal drum now. Beat that metal drum.
To our loved ones and families, we bring more than a paycheck. To our loved ones and families, we bring more than a paycheck. To our loved ones and families, more than a paycheck. To our loved ones and families, we bring more than a paycheck. To our loved ones and families, we bring more than a paycheck. To our loved ones and families,
I wanted more pay, but what I've got here today is more than I bargained for. When I walk through that door, I bring home asbestosis and silicosis, long black lung disease, and radiation hits the children before they've really been conceived. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. I wanted more than a paycheck, but what I've got here today is more than I bargained for. When I walk through that door, I bring home
asbestosis and silicosis, for round long black lung disease, and radiation hits the children before they've really been conceived.
We bring more
than just a little paycheck. Yeah, you're bringing more than a paycheck. I'm bringing
much
more. You're bringing more than just a little bit.
Well, now workers lending here, 'cause it's important that you know that whatever job there is, the fear that disease will take its toll. If not disease, then injury. My Lord, maybe fall or not. And if not injury, then stress is going to tie you up in knots. So we take home
more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families.
We bring
more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families. We bring more than a paycheck to our loved ones and families.
Bring
asbestosis and silicosis, round long black lung disease, and the radiation hits the children before they've really been conceived.
We bring more than
just a little paycheck.
I'm bringing more than just a little paycheck. But I don't want no more. Don't accept no more. Don't tell them boy no more.
It has been too long since I've been in a woman full, a woman, that sounds weird, in a room full of women like that singing. Whew. That was Sweet Honey in the Rock with a song called We Bring More Than a Paycheck. Before that, you heard Patty Larkin singing about, it's called Metal Drums. And I don't know if it's about Love Canal or some other place that was just like Love Canal, but my assistant and I today were telling the kids about what it was like growing up back in the 60s and 70s. And she was from Buffalo and told of metal drums being buried in Love Canal. And I could tell them about growing up in Ohio with the Cuyahoga River catching fire. So thank goodness it takes sometimes things like that to wake up. Let's hope we're waking up. All right, the next song is going to be, what did I put on there? Let's see. Oh, John McCutcheon. And this is called Tonight.
I know how to use it, powder and lead. Up this mountain before. Back then I was underground, drilling instead for the black gold that lay in the ore. I was raised in these hills, I have fished every stream, I hunted the woods and the hollers. Now those memories haunted, so are my dreams, by the bastards who reckon in dollars. Back in the day when my granddad was young, they came with their hat in their hand. Lies flowed like honey, right off from their tongues was a quarter an acre for land. Then they came with machines, stripped these hills to the bones, backed up with their deeds and their guns. They threw women in jail for defending their homes. Even God won't forgive what they've done. Now I'm sick and I'm tired and I'm pissed off and wired, and I know I got nothing to lose. It ain't wrong, it ain't right, but tonight is the night, and there ain't nothing left of this fuse. Gonna carry my name right there on the very front page. Sheriff will tell him how I was insane. No one will question my rage or the violence waged by the company plans to lay waste to all we hold dear. stand. Worth of man is measured by love or by fear. In the last stand, worth of a man is measured by love or by fear. I know how to use it, powder and lead. I've blowed up this mountain before. Which side are you on? Tell me which side are you on?
At Ludgate Hill, on the cracked and blackened cobbles of the town, the ashes fall to rest as the tiny king of birds he flutters down to build a citadel to light glory in the dark and from hell to breathe hope in every heart. Oh, 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 oh. At Ludgate Hill, through the siren screams, the heavens burn again. Its breath as the tiny little king in slumber bed arises from the dust to light glory in the dark and through the frost to breathe.
Oh,
nature calls us like a sister underneath the canopy of trees that give us shade and shelter. Do you hear the music of the mountains standing at the edge of night in the gloaming when all is quiet? Listen for the still small voices. I can hear the music of the mountains. Wind is rustling through the trees as night falls upon the hillside. We lay on an open field, the great expanse of stars before us. Do you hear the music of the mountains rising up in majesty as I breathe in all of the beauty it's there to see for you?
Talk over a well-played break, but I want to save a little time for the last song. So you're hearing Lori Lewis with Sweet Haven of Mercy. Before that, it was Caroline Herring with Music of the Mountains, and a Scottish artist named Karine Powart doing The King of Birds. And I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Tom Chapin doing This Pretty Planet. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next week here on the radio.
Hangs above me, the raven. Grows.
sweet peace for my soul.
This pretty planet spinning through space, your garden, you're a harbor, you're a holy place. Golden sun going down, gentle blue giant, spin us around all through the night, safe till the morning.